'Tis strange that they should so depart from home and not send back my messenger.
As I learned the night before, there was no purpose in them of this remove.
Hail to thee, noble master.
Ah! Makest thou this shame thy pastime?
No, my lord.
He wears cruel garters. Horses are tied by the heads, dogs and bears by the neck, monkeys by the loins, and men by the legs. When a man's all lusty at legs, then he wears wooden nether stocks.
What's he that hath so much thy place mistook to set thee here?
It is both he and she, your son and daughter.
No.
Yes.
No, I say.
I say yea.
No, they would not.
Yes, they have.
By Jupiter, I swear no.
By Juno, I swear I.
It does not do it. They could not, would not do it. Tis worse than murder to do upon respect such violent outrage. Resolve me, with all modest haste, which way thou mightst deserve, or they impose this usage, coming from us.
My lord, when at their home, I did commend your highness' letters to them. Ere I was risen from the place that showed my duty kneeling, came there a reeking post, stewed in his haste, half breathless, panting forth from Goneril his mistress salutations, delivered letters, spite of intermission, which presently they read. On whose contents they summoned up their meanie, straight took horse, commanded me to follow and attend the leisure of their answer, gave me cold looks, and meeting here the other messenger, whose welcome I perceived had poisoned mine, being the very fellow which of late displayed so saucily against your highness, having more man than wit about me, drew. He raised the house with loud and coward cries. Your son and daughter found this trespass worth the shame which here it suffers.
Winter's not gone yet, if the wild geese fly that way. Fathers that wear rags do make their children blind, but fathers that bear bags shall see their children kind. Fortune, that arrant whore, ne'er turns the key to the poor. But for all this, thou shalt have as many dollars for thy daughters as thou canst tell in a year.
Oh, this mother swells up toward my heart. Hysterical passio down, thou climbing sorrow. My elements below. Where is this daughter?
With the earl, sir, here within.
Follow me not. Stay here.
Made you no more offence but what you speak of?
None. How chance the king comes with so small a number?
Thou hast been set at the stocks for that question. Thou's well deserved it.
Why for?
We'll set thee to school to an ant, to teach thee there's no labouring of the winter. Mm. All that follow their noses are led by their eyes but blind men, and there's not a nose among 20 but can smell him that's stinking. Let go thy hold when a great wheel runs down a hill, lest it break thy neck with following. But the great one that goes upward, let him draw thee after. When a wise man gives thee better counsel, give me mine again. I would have none but knaves follow it, since a fool gives it. That, sir, which serves and seeks for gain and follows but for form, will pack when it begins to rain and leave thee in the storm. But I will tarry, the fool will stay, and let the wise man fly. The knave turns fool that runs away, the fool no knave, per die.
Where learned you this, fool?
Not at the stocks, fool.
Deny to speak with me. They are sick, they are weary. They have travelled all the night, mere fetches. The images of revolt and flying off. Fetch me a better answer.
My dear lord, you know the fiery quality of the duke, how unremovable and fixed he is in his own course.
Vengeance, plague, death, confusion, fiery, what quality? Why, Gloucester, I'd speak with the Duke of Cornwall and his wife.
Well, my good lord, I have informed them so.
Informed them? Dost thou understand me, man?
Aye, my good lord.
The king would speak with Cornwall. The dear father would with his daughter speak. Commands, tends service. Are they informed of this? My breath and blood fiery. The fiery duke tell the hot duke. No. But not yet. Maybe he is not well. Infirmity doth still neglect all office whereto our health is bound. We are not ourselves when nature, being oppressed, commands the mind to suffer with the body I'll forbear. And am fallen out with my more headier will to take the indisposed and sickly fit for the sound man. Death on my state. Wherefore should he sit here,
This act persuades me that this remotion of the Duke and her is practice only. Give me my sevenfourth. Go, tell the Dugan's wife I'll speak with them. Now, presently. Bid them come forth and hear me, or at their chamber door I'll beat the drum till it cries sleep to death.
I would have all well betwixt you.
Oh, me. My heart. My rising heart put down.
Cry to it, Nuncle, as the cock needed to the eels when she put him in the paste alive. She napped him at the cock's comes with a stick and cried, down, wantons, down! 'Twas her brother that, in pure kindness to his horse, buttered his hay.
Good morrow to you both.
Hail to your grace.
I'm glad to see your highness.
Regan, I think you are. I know what reason I have to think so. If thou shouldst not be glad, I would divorce me from thy mother's tomb, sepulchring an adulteress.
My lord.
Oh. Are you free? Some other time for that. Beloved Regan, thy sister's naught. Oh, Regan, she hath tied sharp-toothed unkindness like a vulture here. I can scarce speak to thee. Thou'lt not believe with how depraved a quality. Oh, Regan.
I pray you, sir, take patience. I have hope you less know how to value her desert than she to scant her duty.
Say, how is that?
I cannot think my sister in the least would fail her obligation. If, sir, perchance, she have restrained the riots of your followers, 'tis on such ground and to such wholesome end as clears her from all blame.
My curse is on her!
Oh, sir, you are old. Nature in you stands on the very verge of his confine. You should be ruled and led by some discretion that discerns your state better than you yourself. Therefore, I pray you that to our sister you do make return. Say you have wronged her.
Ask her forgiveness. Do you but mark how this becomes the house? Dear daughter, I confess that I am old. Age is unnecessary on my knees. I beg that you'll vouchsafe me raiment, bed, and food.
Good sir, no more. These are unsightly tricks. Return you to my sister.
Never, Regan. She hath abated me of half my train, looked black upon me, struck me with her tongue most serpent-like upon the very heart. All the stored vengeances of heaven fall on her ingrateful top. Strike her young bones, you taking airs with lameness.
Fie, sir, fie!
You nimble lightnings dart your blinding flames into her scornful eyes. Infect her beauty, you fence-sucked fogs, drawn by the powerful sun to fall and blister.
Oh, the blessed God, so will you wish on me when the rash mood is on.
No. Regan, thou shalt never have my curse. Thy tender-hefted nature shall not give thee o'er to harshness. Her eyes are fierce, but thine do comfort and not burn. 'Tis not in thee to grudge my pleasures, to cut off my train, to bandy hasty words, to scant my sizes, and in conclusion to oppose the bolt against my coming in. Thou better knowest the offices of nature, bond of childhood, effects of courtesy, dues of gratitude. Thy half of the kingdom hast thou not forgot, wherein I thee endowed.
Good sir, to the purpose.
Who put my man i' the stocks?
What trumpet's that?
I know it, my sister's. This approves her letter that she would soon be here. Is your lady come?
Aye, madam.
This is a slave whose easy-borrowed pride dwells in the fickle grace of her he follows. Out, varlet, from thy sight.
What means your grace?
Who stocked my servant? Regan, I have good hope thou didst not know it. Who comes here? Oh, heavens, if you do love old men, if your sweet sway allow obedience, if you yourselves are old, make it your course. Send down and take my part. Art not ashamed to look upon this beard? Oh, Regan, will you take her by the hand?
Why not by the hand, sir? How have I offended? All's not offence that indiscretion finds and dotage terms so.
Oh, sides, you are too tough. Will you yet hold? How came my man in the stocks?
I set him there, sir. But his own disorders deserved much less advancement.
You? Did you?
I pray you, Father, being weak seems so. If till the expiration of your month you will return and sojourn with my sister, dismissing half your train, come then to me. I am now from home, and out of that provision which shall be needful for your entertainment.
Return to her, and 50 men dismissed? No, rather I'd abjure all roofs and choose to wage against the enmity of the air, to be a comrade with the wolf and owl, necessity's sharp pinch. Return with her? Why, the hot-blooded France that dowerless took our youngest born, I could as well be brought to knee his throne, and squire-like pension beg to keep base life afoot. Return with her? Persuade me rather to be slave and sumpter to this detested groom.
At your choice, sir.
I prithee, daughter, do not make me mad. I will not trouble thee, my child. Farewell. We'll no more meet, no more see one another. But yet thou art my flesh, my blood, my daughter, or rather, the disease that's in my flesh, which I must needs call mine heart a boil, a plague sore or embossed carbuncle in my corrupted blood. But I'll not chide thee. Let shame come when it will, I do not call it. I do not bid the thunder-bearer shoot, nor tell tales of thee to high-judging Jove. Mend when thou canst. Be better at thy leisure. I can be patient. I can stay with Regan. I and my 100 knights.
Not altogether so. I looked not for you yet, nor am provided for your fit welcome. Give ear, sir, to my sister. For those that mingle reason with your passion must be content to think you old. And so. But she knows what she does.
Is this well spoken?
I dare avouch it, sir. What, 50 followers? Is it not well? What should you need of more? Yea, or so many? Sith that both charge and danger speak against so great a number, how in one house should many people under two commands hold amity? 'Tis hard. Almost impossible.
Why might not you, my lord, receive attendance from those that she calls servants, or from mine?
Why not, my lord? If then they chance to slack ye, we could control them. If you will come to me, for now I spy a danger, I entreat you to bring but 25. To no more will I give place or notice.
I gave you all.
And in good time you gave it.
Made you my guardians, my depositories, but kept a reservation to be followed with such a number. What must I come to you with 25? Regan said you so.
And speak again, my lord. No more with me.
Those wicked creatures yet do look well favored when others are more wicked. Not being the worst stands in some rank of praise. I'll go with thee. Thy 50 yet doth double 25, and thou art twice her love.
Hear me, my lord. What need you 25, 10, or 5 to follow in a house where twice so many have a command to tend you?
What need one?
Oh, reason not the need. Our basest beggars are in the poorest things superfluous. Allow not nature more than nature needs. Man's life is cheap as beasts. Thou art a lady, if only to go warm were gorgeous. Why, nature needs not what thou gorgeous wearest, which scarcely keeps thee warm. But for true need, you heavens, give me that patience, patience I need. You see me here, you gods, a poor old man as full of grief as age, wretched in both. If it be you that stirs these daughters' hearts against their father, fool me not so much to bear it tamely. Touch me with noble anger, and let not women's weapons, water drops, stain my man's cheeks. No, you unnatural hags, I will have such revenges on you both that all the world shall
I will do such things what they are, yet I know not, but they shall be the terrors of the earth. You think I'll weep? No, I'll not weep. I have full cause of weeping. But this heart shall break into 100,000 floors, or ere I'll weep. Oh, fool, I shall go mad.
Let us withdraw. It will be a storm.
This house is little. The old man and his people cannot be well bestowed.
'Tis his own blame. Hath put himself from rest and must needs taste his folly.
For his particular, I'll receive him gladly. But not one follower.
So am I purposed. Where is my lord of Gloucester?
Follow the old man forth. He has returned.
The king is in high rage.
Whither is he going?
He calls to horse, but will I know not whither.
It is best to give him way. He leads himself.
My lord, entreat him by no means to stay.
Alack, the night comes on, and the high winds do sorely ruffle. For many miles about there's scarce a bush.
Oh, sir, to willful men. The injuries that they themselves procure must be their schoolmasters. Shut up your doors. He is attended with a desperate train. And what they may incense him to, being apt to have his ear abused, wisdom bids fear.
Shut up your doors, my lord. It is a wild night. My Regan counsels well. Come out of the storm.